Hello, I am excited to talk to you today about characterization. Alex asked me to just talk about how to make good, complex, interesting characters. Now, I must say that a lot of what I know about characterization comes from the book Writing Fiction by Janet Burroway, and I find her work incredibly useful. So if you want to pick that up, that is an excellent resource. I also very much appreciate the way that Brad Watson in a couple of interviews online talks about character. And so I can find those interviews and send the links to Alex, and hopefully he can put them in show notes or disseminate them some way. So let's talk about character. So a lot of people, when they sit down to think about characters and to build a character, they're often thinking in terms of the important things. And these are important things: that you want to know their appearance, you want to know their age, their gender identification, their marital status, sexuality. You want to know, what do they look like? What kind of education do they have? What kind of background and culture do they come from? Religion, speech, all of these things are really, really important to get down and help you build fully fleshed out human characters, or non-human characters if you're writing a fantasy story. But that's kind of just scratching the surface. But you do need to get all those details on the page as quickly as possible, as well as you can. And some of the things like education, background, culture, you're not gonna get on the page right away, because of course that would be kind of an info dump, and we don't wanna do that. You'll show it in a more subtle way. But those are the basics of really knowing all of those pieces of who your character is. The next thing you want to think about is, how does this character speak? How do they interact with other people? And how does their speech reveal who they are and who they are within the framework of the important people in their life, the people that they're going to encounter who are new to them. And that dialogue is one of the best ways to present character. And Burroway talks about how dialogue should always do more than simply say, that it needs to tell something about the character. So for example, if I were to, I'm just thinking of some of the people in my life. Now, I was raised by people who came from very different families in terms of how they spoke. So my dad's family comes from Oklahoma. They came west to California in the 1930s. If you've ever read The Grapes of Wrath, that's sort of my family story. During the Dust Bowl era, they gave up farming and sharecropping and went west to California to find jobs in agriculture, welding, and other jobs in California. And so they all have this slow Southern drawl, and they're just not in a hurry, and they speak slowly. And my sister and I used to always joke that when my Uncle Jamie would call, that we could like leave the room between sentences and come back, and he'd still be waiting to start his next sentence, because he just spoke real slow, was not in a hurry. And then my mom's family, on the other hand, were raised by opinionated, fiery Scottish people, and they speak fast, and they have opinions, and they talk over each other. And if you're in a room with five of them, there are at least two different conversations going on at the same time. And so it's just very different. And it's, they could say exactly the same thing as my dad's family would say, but they'd say it in such a different way that you can tell who they are from not just what they say, but how they speak and how they pronounce things and move through the world. So think about that when you're creating dialogue. Is your dialogue of each character doing more than simply saying things? Is it showing something about the character? Is it moving the plot forward? Is it revealing something about a relationship? So that's another way. So backing up, once you have really fleshed out characters, one of the most important things you need to think about is how do you go from you as the author, knowing who these really cool characters are, to conveying that on the page. And that's where it gets tricky. So there are four direct ways of showing character. And that is through speech, dialogue, like I just talked about. The next is through action. What do they do? And thought. Those are your direct forms of presenting character. Appearance, speech, action, and thought. And so getting that on the page directly is really, really helpful because you can see who people are by what they say, what they do. And, you know, we don't get to walk around the world and know what's in other people's heads as we're trying to figure out who they are. And that's one of the beauties of fiction, is that we get to live in other people's heads and we get to hear those thoughts. And so one of the things you can do is just look to see if you have a good mix of all of those direct forms of characterization on your page. Other ways, indirect ways of presenting character are through authorial interpretation. So this is if you are speaking as kind of an all-knowing narrator, you could say something like, Chuck was really worried about being able to find his family, or Chuck had always wondered what happened to his grandmother. Things like that would be the author directly saying something about the character. And if you're in third person and giving yourself that freedom within the writing to do that, that can be a good shortcut, and you don't want to do it all the time, but sometimes the indirect methods help bridge the gap in ways that the more direct methods take a little longer and are usually superior, but sometimes you do just want to get straight to the point. Another indirect method is, of course, having other people talk about your character, because you learn a lot about how someone presents in the world, within their culture, among their family and friends, by how other people talk about them. So that's another way to reveal character and show it on the page. So the thing I want to talk about most, though, is how to make characters deep and interesting and complex. And this is where it gets hard. And the thing that helps me the most on this front is to think about desire. What does this character want? Or conversely, what does this character really, really, really not want? So if you think of Jay Gatsby, if you've read The Great Gatsby, Gatsby deeply, desperately wants Daisy to love him. He wants to be seen as worthy through her eyes of love and acceptance. And that is all played out throughout the story in what he does. And you see it because of that desire. And that desire is overwhelming and really drives him as a character. And so people have desires and they make decisions to either move closer toward or further from those desires. The choice to not go after what someone wants is every bit as much as is every bit as revealing as choosing to go towards something that they want. And then also in this realm of desire and decision, you want to think about choice and chance. So people will have desires. We have Anakin Skywalker, let's go to the prequels that a lot of people say don't exist, but Anakin Skywalker wants to be with Padme. He wants to protect her. He doesn't want to lose her. And so he's making all of these decisions based on that deep, deep desire. But then when chance comes in, when things happen to him, he also makes choices that determine who he becomes. And so other things, other people and situations acting on the character will determine their choices. And more than what they look like, how they were raised, what they say, it's often these decisions and choices, both in the face of what characters want and what happens to them, that really makes characters fascinating and interesting and complex, because we have a desire in fiction to kind of work out, how would I handle that situation? What decisions would I make? And that happens as we observe the decisions that fictional characters make. So that's the meat of the story that we're really digging into when we're looking for a story. And so we're not just having our characters parading around doing cool things, but acting on desires, on deep desires, and responding to when those desires don't get fulfilled, responding to disappointment and tragedy, and making decisions based on their values or against their values, based on fear or other things, because of who they are. And that's really what tells us the core of who they are. And the last thing that I think is important to think of when thinking of character is inconsistency, that we want to build in inconsistency, because very few people are consistent all the time. Very few people always do the right thing for the right reasons, always tell the truth. And so you can have someone who very passionately talks about how important something is and then goes home and never does that themselves. You can build in that someone tells one character that they never lie and then show them lying in the next scene. Or, you know, you can have a villain who is just a terrible person, a serial killer who volunteers at the animal shelter every weekend because he wants to make sure that the cats and the dogs get pet at least once a week, that he really, really cares about animals. And so that's sort of a cliche example, but really be thinking about how do you play with inconsistency to show the humanity? And also, how can that inconsistency potentially drive your story and have your character have to confront the fact that I think of myself as an honest person, but whenever I have to cancel an appointment, I'm scared of hurting people's feelings, so I lie about my reasons. And then they get caught in that lie. And then they have to not just explain their way out of it to the person who caught them in the lie, but they have to confront for themselves the fact that, oof, I am not consistently living up to my values. Or they can just not confront it. They can just get really angry and defensive and pretend it didn't happen and just not talk to the person anymore. There are lots of things that you can do. Very last thing I want to talk about is the power of keeping a journal and observing other people. You will get wonderful, wonderful ideas for characters by just paying attention to the people around you, people that you find interesting in how they look, in how they dress and walk. If you're in a restaurant, which, you know, we're not much these days, but if you're walking around and you hear someone say something that's just funny or strange, make notes of that. Pay attention to the world around you, and you will find so much fodder for good and interesting characters. And that will help you start to build your sense of who people are, how they talk, how they are consistent and inconsistent, just simply by paying attention. So thank you, Alex, for letting me talk to you all about characters and characterization. I hope this has helped and given some insights. This represents a lot of what I've learned about characterization over the years.